The symposium hosted by the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation at the Mahewee Theater in Great Barrington laid out a series of housing options for the Berkshire Taconic region. Jennifer Dowley, president of the foundation, put the familiar problem facing those looking for housing in the area into just a few words.
The price of housing way outstrips the capacity of most people who live here to be able to buy it.
It's generally accepted that for housing to be considered affordable, rent must not consume more than 30% of an individual's monthly income. But the figures for Berkshire County, Litchfield County, Connecticut, and Columbia and Dutchess counties in New York show that that's not the case. According to the data, residents of Columbia County pay the lowest percentage of their income towards housing at an average of 44%. Litchfield County stands at 48%. Berkshire County is at 50%, and in Dutchess County, residents on average spend 63% of their monthly income on housing. Barbara Fields, regional administrator for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, was the keynote speaker at the event. Fields spoke to WAMC today after also meeting with stakeholders in Vermont. She said that it's important for the public sector to work with the private sector to help develop affordable housing. However, she noted that projects must be selective, as a lack of resources can often be a problem.
We have limited government resources to help fill the gap between what it costs to build homes in our region, which is particularly high, and what people can afford to pay for rent or for a mortgage.
Fields noted that government programs such as the Low Income Housing Tax Credit and regional planning grants can make a difference in the area. She said that preserving existing houses is important, as New England has some of the oldest homes considered affordable in the nation.
It's not enough just to say we need to preserve for low income and working families, that we need government money, but we are trying to align our programs to remove some of the barriers that prohibit private investment coming in.
Fields mentioned one of HUD's initiatives called the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program, which assists with the preservation and conversion of historic buildings to public or multifamily housing units. But Jennifer Dowley pointed out that in many cases, small towns like those in the Berkshires may not have the population for a large public housing complex.
If someone cannot afford to do that on their own, a developer is not going to find the financial wherewithal to be able to subsidize that. So it's complicated, but very important.
At the symposium, speakers also noted the importance of mixed-use developments in the region and housing as economic development. Regional housing representatives, as well as bankers and state housing personnel, attended the event, including Massachusetts Undersecretary for Housing and Community, Aaron Gornstein. Barbara Fields says that she hopes the symposium will open all the parties to new discussion on how to address the area's housing needs. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.